Many shareholders have told me that they appreciate spoken messages for updates from time to time, especially if the issues being discussed would benefit from background comments. So let's talk some more about our financing. A nice thing to see is that there appears to be a situation emerging of combining the participation of more than one interested and suitable candidate for the contemplated refinancing and the process blending several streams of expertise. So, for example, an investment bank that is experienced and comfortable with situations like ours and seems to like the company may be prepared to have exposure of up to $500,000 in a $2 million plan, but would like Party B, another kind of financing organization, to match them, whereas Party B may prefer that as part of the deal, we let them provide certain services that are currently being provided very well by a third party, and so on. So there is a challenge of putting pieces together, but there clearly are good people involved who are willing to discuss the options with us on a principled basis and seem, on the face of it, willing to share the deal in some manner. So as long as discussions of this caliber are underway, the probability of a successful outcome is good. I continue to be confident about sensible results at the end of the process. Now, the operational challenge in the interim is for us to refrain from making business commitments that are expansion-oriented prior to knowing that we have the associated funding already in place. There are several cooperative programs with our existing retailers that can be deployed when this happens. This extends to the composition of the personnel team as well. So, for example, there's a very fine candidate for the position of the U.S. sales manager, someone that our shareholders would be very pleased with. There's no doubt about that. However, we can't responsibly conclude arrangements for his start until we complete the refinancing because compensation is only one component of such a move. It's not just a matter of compensation. It's also a matter of ensuring smooth production operations with higher predictive inventory that certainty in financing permits. Winning Brands has severely limited its share subscription activity over the past year, and in particular over the past 6 months, and that puts more pressure on the situation. So I'm being frank in saying that this process is no cakewalk, but the history of successful new brands reveals two recurring themes at least. One is the fact that there is a period of struggle that can last for years. Years where nobody knows who you are, and then you hit your stride or certain tipping points occur, and then all of a sudden the brand is famous, and it seems as if it's an overnight success, but the rest of us know what was behind the process. Another is that skeptics, this is the second of two recurring themes, the other is that skeptics are plentiful along the way, just waiting for the process to fail, because it's easy being a critic. It's easy to find things that can go wrong or things that are being done that are not turning out perfectly. The real accomplishment in life is in building something. Many of the brands that surround us today are the accomplishment of people and investors who persevered and saw a major goal through to its conclusion. And that's the community that Winning Brands belongs to. It would have been easy for Winning Brands, by the way, to refinance through a reverse split or other undesirable means long ago if I were not concerned about the long-term interests of the existing shareholders. A reverse split would have happened already. So for the many shareholders who are in direct contact with the company, I thank you for your various messages. The team on this end appreciate them very much, and we're building brands to be proud of with the tenacity that is predictive of success. Never underestimate what a few good people can eventually accomplish if they are sufficiently committed to the mission as we are.